Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. Today is Tuesday, January the 10th, and I'm Mahalakshmi. Well, yesterday, we kicked off the earnings season with TCS results. For the quarter, the company reported revenue of 58,229 crore, which was higher than the consensus estimate of 57,475 crores. In rupee terms, TCS reported revenue growth of 5.3% compared to the September quarter. In US dollar terms, the company reported revenues of $7,075 million, marginally higher than expectation. In constant currency terms, revenue growth stood at 2.2% against an expectation of 1.5%. Operating profit or earnings before interest and tax stood at 14,284 crore. Operating margin stood at 24.5%, contracting 0.5% or 50 basis points on a year-on-year basis, but it was higher sequentially. Net margin again came in at around 18.6%. So as it turns out, overall operating margin grew below expectation, although it was better on a sequential basis. EBIT margin was expected to rise 74 basis points on a sequential basis, but it grew only at 53 basis points to come in at 24.53%. Net profit for the December quarter was in excess of 10,000 crores for the second straight quarter, but this figure again at 10,846 crore was below consensus expectation of 11,137 crore. Order book for the quarter stood at $7.8 billion. Again, this was lower sequentially from $8.1 billion in the previous quarter. The only disappointing number, I thought, was the negative hiring number for the quarter, which came in lower at 2197, which seemed to suggest caution on part of the management, but the management defended saying that it was indeed planned that way. On the flip side, attrition actually came in a tad lower on a sequential basis. So if you ask me, the management stance has not really changed very much this quarter compared to the last quarter. CEO Rajesh Gopinathan said, "We are pleased with our strong growth in a seasonally weak quarter driven by cloud services, market share gains through vendor consolidation and continued momentum in North America and the UK. Plus," he said, "the sustained strength of demand for our services is a validation of our value we provide to our clients in helping them differentiate themselves while enhancing their competitiveness. Looking ahead and beyond current uncertainties, our long-term growth outlook remains robust." He continued to say that demand in North America continues to be vibrant and Europe is challenging and the decision-making cycle is actually slowing down. Again, overall, the management continues to be confident of margins and hope to exit this year with a 25% operating margin. So what changes? Well, nothing remarkably. As I mentioned yesterday, irrespective of the management confidence, analysts are penciling a fall in growth from early teens to single digits for IT companies in the next fiscal. IT stock valuations have also come off their peaks and currently on a trailing basis, a company like TCS is perhaps getting about 30 times earnings. And the sentiment around tech stocks continues to be weak, even though over the past year, frontline stocks have already corrected about 15 to 20%. Now, the problem is there is really no clarity around if and when a US recession hits, whether IT spends will get impacted or not, and by how much if it does get impacted. I would think that these stocks are avoidable at this point in time, considering there is still uncertainty and the probability of disappointment weighs far higher than the probability of positive surprises. I would suggest that we should hold off for some time before we start to nibble at these counters. Among other things, one interesting trend that is emerging is the credibility of public sector banks is now gaining ground. As we all know, PSU banks underperformed for a long, long time since 2012 when the NPA crisis really hit. But PSU banks have made a strong comeback thanks to improving asset quality over many years and better prospects in deposits as well as loan book. Many equity-oriented mutual fund schemes that stayed away from these counters earlier are logging onto these counters and how? Until last year, these stocks were totally written off by institutional investors, even though they were progressively reducing their bad loans and mending their balance sheets. The sell-side analysts had also completely stopped covering these companies. Now that cycle is changing fast. Sell side is expanding the coverage universe so much so that a firm like Jefferies is now recommending a bank like PNB. So active funds are now upping stakes beyond State Bank of India and Canara Bank or even a Bank of Baroda. State Bank of India, of course, continues to be the top most held bank. Number of schemes that hold State Bank of India is 346, but the number of schemes that newly added the stock were 17 in December. The bank where maximum number of schemes that newly added the stock was Bank of Baroda, with 40 schemes adding the stock to their portfolios. The total schemes that hold the stock now are about 131. The next most additions were seen in PNB, with 23 schemes adding the stock in December. Almost all stocks are now attracting interest from mutual fund managers. In fact, even a stock like UCO Bank or a Bank of Maharashtra have found takers. That's all from me today. Have a wonderful trading day.